The Adventures of Uncle Jimmy, a Warner Brothers radio production starring William Farnham. Original story and direction by Edward Lynn. Wondered if there would ever be an end to the problems in the Stewart household. And then it was Rosalind's turn to feel that it was indeed a worried, somewhat topsy-turvy world into which she had been projected in the last few weeks. While Arnold and Florence hoped for the best, it was Uncle Jimmy and Mrs. Jedson who tried to work out some feasible plan of ultimate happiness for Robert and Rosalind. As our scene opens, Uncle Jimmy is trying to effect a little family reunion between Dorothy and Johnny. And what a momentous problem stands a barrier to their peace of mind and happiness. A pan of fudge. But fudge or no fudge, Johnny speaks his mind on the subject of girls.
I don't like girls anyway, Uncle Jimmy. Is that so, Mr. Smarty Jr.? Is that so?
Yes, that's so.
Now, children, we're getting nowhere. Here I stand, with a double piece in one hand and a laurel branch in the other.
Well, women ain't fair anyway, aren't I mean? What did Dorothy do when she got mad at me? Took the whole pan of fudge to her room, and she and Alice Ringwald ate the whole...
We did not.
Did too.
Did not.
Did too.
But you did kick me. You can't deny that.
I'm not denying. I'm affirming.
Oh, affirming. Swallowed the dictionary, didn't you?
Well, I'd rather swallow the dictionary than a whole pan of fudge and be a pig.
Who's a pig?
Children, children. For the moment, at least, I think we'll just let you be on the outs. Dorothy, you and Alice did eat the entire pan of fudge you made the other day. Johnny did kick you, while you slapped him because he wolfed hot fudge right out of the pan. It's a very grave issue. Nations have gone to war over less. Families been split asunder. I can render no decision without giving the entire matter very serious consideration. So the case of Stewart versus Stewart...
Uncle Jimmy, am I the defendant or the plaintiff? Say, let's play courtroom. I'll be the judge, Uncle Jimmy the prosecuting attorney, and Dorothy the woman who committed the murder. And after we convict her, we'll hang her.
Oh, is that so? Well, now, isn't that just too ducky? After all, you're just a little boy. A very little boy. Who has to turn everything into silly make-believe.
Well, there goes our criminal. Sorry, Johnny.
Aw, shucks. Well, let's play cops and robbers, Uncle Jimmy.
Well, Uncle Jimmy has a very busy morning, son. But before we change the subject, you know, it isn't very manly to kick anybody in the shins, Johnny. Dorothy's really a very fine young lady. Almost 5 years your senior. Should be treated with some little deference and respect, you know.
Aw, gee, Uncle Jimmy. I thought you were on my side. Aren't we men supposed to stick together?
Mm-hmm. Stick together to treat ladies with respect.
Well, Dorothy isn't a lady. She's just my sister.
You know, it would make Uncle Jimmy very happy if you'd go to Dorothy and apologize to her. A gentleman should always extend an apology to a lady. You may not understand now just why you should apologize, but take Uncle Jimmy's word for it. It's the right thing to do. Remember what Uncle Jimmy told you? Some things we take on faith, some on understanding. Will you, for Uncle Jimmy, on faith?
All right, Uncle Jimmy. I'll apologize to Dorothy.
Good.
I'll apologize to Dorothy, but if she ever slaps me again, I want to kick her in the shins just the same.
Uncle Jimmy, I just had a phone call from Miss Brenton in Mr. Stewart's office.
Oh, yes, the personnel director.
She assured me it would be a pleasure for her to come and visit Bobby when he's strong enough to see her.
That's very considerate.
You know, I wonder what she's like.
Why, haven't you ever seen her?
No, I've made it a habit never to visit Arnold at the office. I think in matters of business, that is, as regards offices, wives should be neither seen nor heard. You know, Uncle Jimmy, about this Miss Brendan... Oh, well, it's just too silly. Well, you know, women are usually suspicious of other women. And Miss Brendan sounded just a little too eager to be helpful.
But we want her to be helpful, don't we?
Oh, yes. Yes, helpful. But not eager. At least, not too eager to see Bobby.
Well, hello, Dad. Long time no see.
Well, how goes it today, son?
Oh, swell. Gee, I'm getting so strong that I was actually up and around for 20 minutes by the clock today. Dad, sometimes I wonder if I'll ever be able to do a full day's work again.
Oh, why, of course you will, son. Of course you will. You'll work all day, and you'll dance all night if you want to, and be fit as a fiddle in the morning.
Well, at the rate I'm going, I'll have a long white beard by then. Dad, you'd tell me the truth, wouldn't you? If I was just always to be, well, a sort of misfit.
Say, how'd you get in a frame of mind like this? Here, every day we're letting you stay up longer.
5 minutes longer.
Yes, but the second week we go from 5 minutes to a half an hour.
Who said so?
The doctor.
He did. Hooray. Whoopee. Yahoo. Yippee.
Great, son.
Hey, Uncle Jimmy, is Bobby all right?
Hey, that's a swell warm-up.
Children, get your admission money ready. The Stuart Wild West Show is about to begin.
Hey, what's the idea of coming in without knocking?
There wasn't any sign that said keep out. Besides, if you're putting on a show...
Now, who said anything about putting on a show?
Well, I'd like to know what you call those whoopies and yippies and yahoos that floated downstairs.
It sounded surreal, Bobby, but we decided to come up and rescue you.
Say, everybody, Dorothy, is Mother gone yet?
Yes. Said she had a few errands in the neighborhood.
Well, I happen to know that Mrs. Jetson brought a nice sunshine cake over.
Hey, that cake's for me.
Oh, Bobby, have a heart, will you? This is going to be fun.
Hey, Dorothy, here's 50 cents. You run out and get some ice cream.
Goody, goody.
Uncle Jimmy, you carve that sunshine cake into the desired number of pieces.
And will the patient have light or dark slices of sunshine?
Hey, boy, if Mom ever finds out about this, you'll think you've been carving thunderbolts from a storm.
Hey, Dorothy, here's 50 cents. And Johnny, you go with her. And Uncle Jimmy, you come with me.
Well, you gave me 50 cents once, Daddy.
Oh, well, take that one, too, and get a dollar's worth of ice cream.
Say, what if Mom should pop in all of a sudden and upset the apple cart?
Oh, well, we'll just break down and give Mom the biggest dish of ice cream.
Gee, Daddy, you'd think Mom was just a little girl instead of a great big...
grown-up girl who'd like to be a little girl. And anyway, she's got a sweet tooth. Praise be for that. Come on, gang.
And when Mrs. Stewart got home, not just a half of the sunshine cake was gone, Rosalind, but all of it. Father Stewart had indigestion. But Dorothy and Johnny, Uncle Jimmy and Bobby, they say, were sleeping the sleep of the just.
I think Father Stewart had a guilty conscience that hurt him more than his stomach.
It's so wonderful for grown-ups to just forget their ages and be as little children again. Of course, Bobby ain't so very old, and your in-laws are certainly old enough to know better. But I'm mighty thankful they don't. Bobby wrote me yesterday just how strong he was getting. Just? Well, that doesn't sound right.
Landros and I wouldn't know. But why don't you write it down, and then when Norma Foster Lee comes over, tell her about it.
I'll do that. I've been trying to remember all the little inversions. That's getting the cart before the horse, Mrs. Jensen.
Now, I still say that it's easier to understand what a body means when he says, get in the cart. Body means when he says, get in the cart. Body means when he says, get in the cart. Body means when he says, get in the cart. Body means when he says, get in the cart. Body means when he says...
Friend? Friend?
Well, I just going to be a friend. Nope. Ain't a friend either.
What? Uncle Jimmy no friend anymore?
No. You've quite outgrown that classification. You're just one of the family.
Mr. Brown, you are one of many families. Almost forgot. I've got another sunshine cake in the oven. Surprising just how fast they go, especially when you add a dollar's worth of ice cream as a side dish.
Methinks the dame is wise to our machinations. But me also thinks her suspicions are well-founded. How do you feel today, my dear? Quite happy?
Yes, Uncle Jimmy. Tomorrow, the doctor said I can go downstairs for a little while. I'll be so glad when I can actually start helping the things.
What's that little chest there in the corner?
Mrs. Stewart had it sent to me. It's got some things in it for baby. Mm. She isn't exactly motherly to me. That is, when she visits. Sort of like a friend, only not personal. But she's been so thoughtful of me.
The barrier that stands between Mrs. Stewart and yourself is fear. She's afraid to be too nice to you because she'd just break down and take you in her arms.
Well, I've kept my distance from her, too. Once when she was combing my hair and fixing it pretty like she knows how to do, as she was bending over me, I could have touched her cheek with my lips. But I didn't.
Poor human nature. Wants to be good. Hopes to be good. Prays to be good. Then dies to be good. And goodness, what is it? Just living up to whatever is highest in our hearts and souls, without malice, without intolerance, without fear. Oh, someday we'll learn.
Someday. That's tomorrow and the day after and next year and eternity for most. Eh, Uncle Jim?
Yes, my dear. Eternity for most. Oh, about Mrs. Jedson's thought of adopting you. Given that any more consideration?
Yes, Uncle Jimmy. And I thought I'd just sort of talk it over with another woman.
Oh, Norma Foster Lee, of course.
No. Another friend. Mrs. Stewart.
A great deal of confidence in her mother-in-law's unbiased judgment to ask her such a question. And just how long will it be before Bobby is well enough to see Miss Brenton?